Coming to you live from the Hall of Truth, it's the Nate Darling Show.
Fire a warning shot across her nose.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, relax, good citizen.
Nothing! You've got nothing!
Here's Nate.
Hey, it's the Friday episode.
Yeah, Friday!
Friday!
Ah, the weekend is almost upon us. Coming up on the show today, we're, you know, I don't have any President Trump for you. Sorry. Yeah, no Trump talk today. I know everybody's very disappointed. We do have some sex toy news.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What can you return to Costco if you want to be a big enough a-hole about it?
Oh, my God. This BZ.
And we're going to air some grievances out in a little bit. It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while. I'm sure we've got something piled up inside of us, and we'll do it. Before we get to all of that, what you guys got going on this weekend? Anything fun, Kareem?
There is something going on tonight that I can't remember. Oh, well, Wednesday night I went to a comedy show at Laughs with Insane Wayne, who's in a wheelchair. And then there's supposed to be, I think, a blind guy. And then there's another guy with a disability.
Okay.
I should have said this on the last show. But, yeah, so I did that Wednesday. And then I don't know what else was planned for the weekend. We have a bunch of Studio Movie Grill gift cards that have to be used by the end of the month. So,
oh, okay.
So I think we're going to see The Commuter.
The Commuter. Okay. Yeah. I want to see The Post.
I want to see that too, but she's like, I don't want to see that. But that's what she said about Molly's Game, and then she liked it.
Sure.
Yeah, so.
What's the water one, it's the Guillermo del Toro movie. The Shape of Water.
My Poo is Like Water?
No, The Shape of Water.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's supposed to be an amazing film. You didn't like it?
No. Here's my whole thing. And maybe it's the backwoods redneck in me. When I hear someone say the phrase, it's supposed to be an amazing film, it just makes me think, what a hoity-toity, artsy-fartsy piece of shit this is going to be.
No, but it's Guillermo del Toro. I mean, like, you've seen his other... I mean, did you see Pan's Labyrinth?
No.
Oh. Did you see Hellboy?
No.
You didn't see Hellboy?
I've not seen Hellboy. That's my bad.
Yeah, so he's an amazing
By the way, if you don't like President Trump, I highly suggest you follow Ron Perlman on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, just because you said that to remind me, Sicario's 2 is coming out.
Oh, Sicario 2, yeah.
Sicario's 2 is coming out to the summer.
I need to see the first one.
Oh, dude, you got to see the first one.
I do have to see the first one.
Have you seen the first one?
No.
You got to see the first
really?
One.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not. See, here's the thing is, like, for some reason, movies that look like they're war, take place in the desert, like, and are, like, drug, like...
Does it remind you of your time in 29 Palms?
Yep. No, but I mean, like, the thing is like, I have to be in the right mood for those types of films because...
Oh, of course.
Like, they're usually, like, it's like End of Watch. Like, you watch End of Watch, and, like, the end of it, you're like, man, I fucking hate myself for watching this movie now, you know,
The funny thing is, Sicario's is another one of those movies that she didn't want to see.
Right.
But we were sitting on the couch on a Saturday, and I turned it on, and then she couldn't stop watching it.
All right, so let me ask you this. So I listened to the Big O and Dukes podcast. I'll give them a plug because they talk about Sicario a lot. There is a scene where the producer of the show insists that they cut away and it's waterboarding. The other host of the show insists that it's forced oral sex.
No, it's waterboarding.
Okay.
It is.
You're going waterboarding.
It is definitely
Jason, waterboarding. Jason, we have to watch and decide if Kareem's correct or not.
Yeah. All
right. He said it's forced oral sex.
Yeah. Put his hog right down his throat.
Yeah, no, that was waterboarding.
Okay. Whatevs. Jason, anything for you this weekend?
I don't know. I'm sure that my father-in-law will have some project that he wants to get done around the house. I don't know. I have a show. I have to do a show on Friday, on Saturday night. I haven't done a show for a couple weeks, so I want to do that.
Comedy Spot, 9 o'clock.
Yep. Yeah, Anti-Cooperation League. And I think that that's really the only number one thing. I'd really like to get my wife out to like a movie or something. Like, we're just trying to take advantage of as much away time while the grandparents are here.
Yeah.
So they leave for Australia like the first week of February.
Oh, hell.
Yeah.
Now I'm a little envious.
Oh, yeah. Well, see what.
Although apparently it's so hot in Australia, the animals are cooking.
Yeah. I know, right? They're going to go there.
Wallabies are on the bridge. It's a mess.
Oh, no. Really? Yeah, is it really horrible there right now?
It's the middle of summer.
Right. Yeah. That's what I had.
If you heard, there's a global warming thing going on.
No. It's not happening in northern New York or western New York. It's very bad times.
It's a cold time in New York. You know that. Here's the thing. We have something that's up in the air because at work, there are tickets for Monster Jam.
Ooh.
But it's a lottery system. So there's a certain number of tickets, and if more people want the tickets than there are tickets, it's a lottery system. So we may be going to Monster Jam.
All right.
At the Golden One Center.
I was thinking about that.
But we are definitely going to SPW to see some local wrestling on Sunday.
What, from what time to what time on Sunday?
I believe it's a 5 o'clock show.
So like 5 to 9 or...
Yeah, five till eight probably. We'll be out of there 7:30, 8 o'clock because it's just a regular SPW show. Let me see. Let me look really quickly to see what they've got advertised in terms of people showing up, wrestlers. Sunday at 5 o'clock, Supreme Pro Wrestling returns to Sacramento. Let's see who we got at the SPW Arena. $10 for adults, $5 for children. Doors open at 4:30. Already announced, get ready, a SPW heavyweight title match between Big Ugly J.D. Bishop, the champ, versus Marcus Carey Lewis. The extreme title is on the line as Sir Samurai defends in an open challenge. A six-man tag match with Christian Sky, Ethan White, and Chatterbox versus Salt and Pimpin' with Lucian D. Light.
Salt and Pimpin', okay.
Salt and Pimpin'. It's a fun time. We haven't been in a while partially because they have had their events, which are it's the third Sunday of the month. SPW always third Sunday of the month. It has happened to conflict with a WWE pay-per-view for the past several months. That is not the case this, it conflicts with, the championship games in football, but I don't really care. So we're going to go see some wrestling. The Royal Rumble is the 28th. Because they're not putting one of their biggest pay-per-views of the year on against the NFL. They're going to put it on against the fucking Pro Bowl because no one cares about the Pro Bowl.
That's smart.
The only reason people used to watch the Pro Bowl is because it was in Hawaii and people were like, Hawaii, that's different. Now it's in Orlando and nobody gives a shit. Like, to the 10th power, no one gives a shit.
Everybody goes to Orlando.
Orlando. Who cares?
Land of milk and...
Right. We're going to Disney. Going to Disney. So, yeah, that's the plan for the weekend. Something mildly enjoyable, fun to do. Cheap. Cheaper than a movie, unless you go to a really early movie.
It's a possibility this time.
Yeah?
It is.
Yeah? That'll be fun.
Unless it's a free movie.
Well, yeah, unless it's a free movie. But all right, so we have a follow-up for you. Prosecutors have declined to pursue a criminal charge against the Pennsylvania woman who was arrested for allegedly leaving her spouse with puncture marks and scratch marks on his genitals following a shower confrontation at 1:45 a.m. Right, I'd have more information for you, but my internet keeps...
Is this the one where he heard her moaning in the shower?
No. Oh. Abigail Geiger, 22, was charged with simple assault following a mid-September fight with her husband David in their residence in Lancaster County. As reported in a probable cause affidavit, David received puncture marks and scratch marks to his genitals when she grabbed him in an effort to stop him from leaving the shower. She told cops that she had been arguing with her husband in the shower. He was treated at the local hospital for injuries after the September 19th incident. According to court records, the district attorney's office withdrew the assault charge on December 28th, but no reason was given. They have an infant daughter, and they're going to be celebrating their first wedding anniversary next month. So, mazel tov.
That means she didn't cooperate. Or he didn't cooperate.
Right. Most likely that's the thing. But hey, we let you know when we have follow-ups to stories. That was
great. Grab me by my nuts, you're going to jail.
All right. Boy, my internet is being so miserable to me. It's like the website is just loading a big red blotch. Just a big red blotch. What's going on? What's going on?
What is going on?
I don't know. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a little restart here while we're flicking around with this.
Flick it.
There we go. Or at least I'm going to restart my browser. Figure out what's going on.
Son of a piece of poop.
I know it's terrible. I'm sorry. Everyone gets their money back on this episode.
Oh, all right. Thank
whatever God. Whatever you paid to get this episode, your money back.
Dope.
Your money back. All right. Let's reload some stuff. Meanwhile, a Connecticut woman has been arrested for pelting her husband with Domino's pizza slices. That's right. She's facing a disorderly conduct rap after allegedly pummeling him with pizza during a 1:45 a.m. dispute on Sunday. What is it with 1:45 a.m. fights? Either you get hit with pizza or somebody puts a hole in your nuts. Her name is Amber, and she's 44. She allegedly tussled with her husband, George, who's 47, after they had gone to Domino's and purchased a pizza. They had early been celebrating a friend's birthday. Cops say that the mother of four, who works as an esthetician, quarreled with her husband after picking up the pizza and returning to the Land Rover. While inside the SUV, she began winging pizza slices at her spouse.
She came back and he was on the phone.
A subsequent police investigation discovered several slices on the floor of the vehicle.
She came back and he was texting some bitch. That's what happened. Other lady was mad because he came home and took a shower. And she's like, motherfucker, why are you taking the shower before you come to bed?
Meanwhile, an aghast Costco customer recounted the tale of another customer who said he returned her dead Christmas tree to the store for a full refund. Scott Bentley said, I can't make this stuff up, on his Facebook post. Woman in line at Costco, totally nonchalant to return her Christmas tree because it's dead on January 4th. Bentley said the woman was shamed to a small degree by employees and other customers.
Good.
But the purchase was verified in the Costco system, and she was issued a full refund.
Man. See, those are the people that fuck it up for everybody else.
Yeah, that's the... Thank you. Next year, they're going to have a sign that says...
All sales final on the trees?
Yes. Yeah. You fucking, you are creating thousands of dollars of work for them on their side so they can make sure that that's communicated to every single store they have. Because you're a fucking idiot!
Look, that $28 tree died on her.
No, it's $51.
Whatever.
But it's a great price for an 8-foot-tall tree. Like, you cannot get a tree like that anywhere else for that price. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Well, here's the thing. It's a great deal if you return it for what you paid.
The most athletic woman in there should have took her from behind the building and punched her in the face.
That's like fucked up. Like, that's really, like, that's what's wrong with America. People like her. That's one of the reasons. That's, like... The racists also, but them too.
Take her behind the building, punch her in the face.
Meanwhile, a woman's Taco Bell maternity photos have gone viral. That's right. From the Instagram handle Strollers and Stiletto's blog. There she is in a red gown, fully pregnant, sipping on something terrible at Taco Bell. She's from Georgia. She's expecting her second child, and she decided to take an unusual path with the maternity photos by holding the shoot at one of her favorite places, Taco Bell. Kristen Johnson took to Facebook to share the photos her sister snapped as she donned the formal maternity dress and posed at an Atlanta Taco Bell. The photos feature Johnson posing both inside and outside the restaurant, as well as enjoying a meal. Johnson said that the coming child is, quote, a Taco Bell baby. That's not what a Taco Bell baby is. A Taco Bell baby is, Jason,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, no, no. That's what happens after, about 2 hours after you eat Taco Bell. Yeah, that's when you have a Taco Bell baby.
Yeah, you drop it off at the pool.
You drop it off at the pool. Well, hopefully without a life vest, because you don't want it coming back up.
She told Insider, "I've always loved Taco Bell, but have craved it so much, especially in the past few months." So there's a few more of her photos around the Taco Bell.
I think it's funny.
It's hilarious. Yeah. It really is. By the way, Taco Bell coming out with French fries.
Yeah,
have you heard this?
Yeah, like they're free on Tuesday. Is it Tuesday tomorrow that they're gonna be free the day that they have them?
I think they're coming out at the end of the month. I'm not sure the exact date. Doesn't matter. I'm eating healthy.
Oh,
me too.
I'm eating healthy. I'm actually pretty much fully adhering to the Whole 30 plan right now.
I'm supposed to start possibly the Whole 30 plan.
Oh yeah. It's awesome. It's awesome. I did have one day where I did not because we were out on the road shooting video for work, and I was with somebody else, and they're like, what about In-N-Out? And I'm like, all right, I'll have some bread and some cheese.
We did meal prep yesterday, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what our neighbors were thinking about doing, because I guess it makes it easier when you got another group that you can.
Well, yeah, Leslie's doing, she's not doing Whole 30 because there's a few things in it that she absolutely hates and can't do. But she is doing her own thing with meal prep and everything else. So it's a new year. We're going to live healthy and enjoy our lives.
Awesome.
Live healthy, enjoy your life.
That's like, right. I'm not getting the beaties.
No beaties.
Still got a few more months left of that Chinese New Year.
All right, it's time for Cooler Tool, brought to you as always by the Shop Amazon tab on NateDarlingShow.com. If you're shopping Amazon anyway, click the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. Help support the show, and it doesn't cost you anything extra, so do it up! Do it up, peeps. All right, first up in Cooler Tool, Jason, people with Land Rovers.
Tool.
Kareem.
Tool.
Absolutely, Tool. And by the way, you're never getting that pizza out of the floor mats of your Land Rover. Up next in Cooler Tool, people who return things, Kareem.
Having worked in retail for as long as I did, totally tools.
Jason.
Yeah, tools.
You should be able to return things, but god damn it, so many. I worked at TJ Maxx for a time, and there were women who would come in 3 times a week. 1 week, 2 days they bought, and 1 day they returned. The next week, 2 days they returned, and 1 day they bought. One of them had a broken neck and a halo. I shit you not.
When I worked at Blockbuster, we'd have people who would come in and buy the three videos for $9.99 when we'd have those special deals. They'd come in, buy those videos, then come back, bring them back, and return them, and then get 3 more... and use it as a video service because they didn't have a credit card.
Oh. Wow. Not okay. And finally, in Cooler Tool, Taco Bell, Jason.
Oh, they're cool.
Kareem.
They're cool.
They have French fries now. Of course they're cool. And by the way, I love the breakfast crunch wraps. Haven't had any in well over a month.
I haven't had one.
Oh, the sausage one? Fantastic. Yeah. The beef one, not so good because it's the same beef they put at Taco Bell, other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And the bacon, way too salty. Yeah. Way too salty. But anyway, that's going to do it for Cool or Tool. And get rid of that. And pause the music. All right, so in Britain, Londoners are getting really angry about a new bus announcement. What's the new bus announcement? Please hold on. The bus is about to begin moving. They've taken to Twitter. Alex Mortimer says, "I've just searched Twitter for the words, please hold on. The bus is about to move. I estimate bloody revolution within 8 days." Michael Hogan said, "These new please hold on. The bus is about to move announcement on London buses. Several seconds late when the bus is already moving. Aren't annoying at all. Oh, no." So that's the problem. It's after the buses started going.
Doesn't really help then.
Oops.
Jeff Marshall says, Please hold on. The bus is about to move as the bus is already moving every time. What were you thinking? Ruben Arthur tweets, so TFL buses now repeatedly announce, please hold on, the bus is about to move. If you get into a bus and aren't anticipating movement, maybe you deserve to fall.
Exactly.
Tom Hagues tweets, what's with these new bus announcements that say, please hold on, the bus is about to move, when it's already fucked off at breakneck speed? I'd end with Tom.
He's mad because he got to tell you. The driver's like, you dumb sons of bitches. I'm mad because I got to tell y'all. I'm just going to take off while I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's, well, I mean, of course, it's completely an automated thing, but.
You would think that they would have it set up so, like, as soon as you close the door, it automatically just says it. Like, close the door, bam, says it.
You'd think, but apparently they do not. And that's.
It's such an easily mechanical ride.
Good morning, I'm Steve Inskeep. A passenger stuck on a plane took some air. He was on a Ryanair flight that landed in Spain and was delayed getting to the gate. The man opened the emergency exit window and climbed onto the wing. He brought his backpack as if he planned to leave, but it's a long way down from the wing. Asked by the pilot what he was doing, he simply said he was sick of being inside. Because of this incident, the plane's arrival was delayed even more. It's morning edition.
Oh, wow.
It's morning edition.
If I had to be somewhere, I would have walked out on the wing and whooped his ass.
All right, let me just say another illustration of why Europeans really aren't any smarter than Americans. We just don't pay attention to their news.
Yes.
So we don't hear about this. They're dumb. There's plenty of dumb people in Europe. Plenty of dumb people in Europe.
Plenty of dumb people in the world.
Mm-hmm, it's true.
They go out and get drunk and have balls, brawls just like us.
Enjoy. Sex toy news.
First story is what your zodiac sign says about how you masturbate.
Ooh, what's mine say?
Well, let's scroll down and see, Jason. What's your sign?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay, certain signs are aroused by new and exciting environments. That would be Sagittarius and Pisces.
Hmm.
Kareem, your sign?
We're going to see about him on the news.
Your sign?
Libra.
Let's see. Where is Libra? Oh, yeah. Other signs prefer more practical to the point euphoria. That would be Cancer and Libra. I'm on the cusp, so I'm going to go with the Aquarius. I'm apparently thrilled by cerebral foreplay. That's mind fuckery for the rest of you. Here are the others. Theatrics and grand flourishes in their me time, that would be Leos and Scorpios. The more practical would be Cancer and Libra. Aroused by new and exciting environments, Sagittarius and Pisces. Thrilled by cerebral foreplay, that would be the Gemini and the Aquarius. And of course, some signs use masturbation as an opportunity to build tension. That would be Taurus and Capricorn. While the others delight in expedited climax, Aries and Virgo.
Oh, yeah.
They don't take any me time. Wow. Unfortunately. Here's a headline that I couldn't pass up. Is Amber Rose preparing to build a sex toy empire?
Awesome.
The Dancing with the Stars contestant. That's how they refer to her. She's a stripper, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She filed a trademark on her name, Muva and Muva's House, in all regards to sex products or services. That's according to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. The applications were submitted by her company, Behind Her Shades, Inc. Amber Rose and Muva were registered for electric massage appliances, namely electric vibrating massager, inflatable life-size dolls used in sexual activity, sex toys in the nature of edible underwear, adult sexual stimulation aids, namely artificial penises, penis enlargers, vibrators, Benoit balls, and artificial vaginas. While Muva's House was registered for entertainment services in the nature of live dancers, musicians, singers, and comedians. There you go, Kareem. Performances, nightclub services, and nightclubs. Now, it's unknown when she'll debut the new ventures, but she admittedly said that she literally has no time for penis in June.
Unless she's going to go back to stripping, then There's just too many adult entertainers into the in that business for her to be necessarily.
Well, she's going to plant her flag on Dildo Mountain. So good luck to her.
You know, that that there's a in the Kanye West Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy CD. There's a sketch where Chris Rock does this thing with this woman. He's like, talks about how easy you reupholstered this woman's pussy. And the woman that they're talking about is Amber Rose. Oh. And she's like, the guy's like, I'm not even mad at this guy. Normally I'd be mad at this guy, but he's got, I don't know what he's done. He's giving you a whole new pussy. He's reupholstered your pussy. And it's fucking hilarious because it's Chris Rock just being
Chris Rock. Wow.
So basically, it was a dishonor to say that, you know, she went back and, you know.
Well, I guess on the dildo market, there would be some people that would buy because of her, but.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Women, but I was just thinking the other stuff. It was just, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to her.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck, Happy, Ambrose.
Yeah. Happy sales.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck competing with old Doc Johnson. that guy, he's something.
Yeah,
he's something. Now, meanwhile, we watch the NBA here and there, and the Dallas Mavericks. Well, of course, China is a big market for the NBA.
Yes.
Well, in China, Maverick has two. So Maverick has two definitions. One is an independent-minded person. But it's also an unbranded calf. So in China, well, I'll let NPR explain.
Good morning, I'm Rachel Martin. If you look up the word maverick in the dictionary, the first definition is an independent-minded person. But the second definition is an unbranded calf, which is why in China, the NBA's Dallas Mavericks are actually known by the rough translation, the little cows. The team didn't so much like that, so they asked their Chinese fans to come up with something else, and they did. The Mavericks will henceforth be known in China as the Lone Ranger Heroes. No offense, little cows. It's morning edition.
Oh, man. Lone Ranger Heroes. Hello, Lone Ranger Heroes.
It's like, you can't, how could you... You can't have a lone ranger, the lone ranger is the lone ranger, like the lone ranger heroes, like the lone ranger was by himself. He had Tonto and that was it. And he's called the Lone Ranger. He wasn't on a team.
Yes.
He wasn't on a team.
No.
There's no way they could have called him the Cowboy. Like there's no Cowboys, basketball team, right? Is there a Cowboys basketball team?
No.
So they could have been the fucking Cowboys.
Or they could have been the Wild Horses. Since that's their logo.
Oh my God. That's the most ridiculous thing ever. Mark Cuban, you lost it on that one, bro. Mark.
It's very unfortunate. It's very, very unfortunate indeed. All right. Now that Jason's all fired up.
And now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
Jason, would you like to go? You're all excited.
So, I know we said there's no Trump stuff, but I have to, this is part of my...
Well, it's a grievance.
It's my grievance.
It's a whole other thing.
So I just posted on my Facebook on Friday after our president, after 45 and made a comment about shithole countries, specifically a reference to the African nations, which have been raped and pillaged by Westerners for the last 500, 600 years. I heard a really funny joke actually about it, saying that with all the raping and pillaging that's gone on in the Africans by the Western world, saying anything about how their shitholes now is kind of telling that molested kid that the reason that he's all fucked up now that he's an adult is, wow, you're kind of a weird kid now after you molested him. It's like the uncle saying to the I can't remember who said that. It's ridiculous. But I posted on my Facebook to say, to make a stand, saying that he's, if you are a friend of mine or if you know who I am, he is a racist. just hoping that it's going to draw the rest of my racist friends out because I'm just done with it. And I also need, I want that reminder for myself that I, this is where I definitely am saying that forward, without a doubt. And I had a lot of friends post things or, you know, kind of talking about it a little bit. But one of them, my my uncle posted, my uncle-in-law posted, have you been to Haiti? Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, what the fuck does me going to Haiti or you going to Haiti have to do with just human decency in the fucking first place? Especially in a place where, like, there's been most gross mismanagement and, like, millions of dollars paid to the... Like, it's just... it's such a fucking horrible situation that's all because of colonialism. And it's fucking ridiculous.
We lost the war. You gotta pay us because we lost... We gotta ass kick. You gotta pay us because we gotta ass kick.
Like, it's fucking ridiculous. And so there's that. And then with... So he said that. And it's like... I just can't fucking understand, like... It's fucked up, man. Like, you... Anyhow. Yeah. I don't even know what else to say. I'm so done with people, like, not showing human decency to one another. Like, or, like how is that in any way okay for a president to say? Shitholes. Like, shithouses, shitholes. Who the fuck cares? Like, you're calling another country... Africa was the seat of civil, like, that's where civilization in a number of ways started. Some of the richest, most educated people, were on the African. Anyhow, man, it's just fucking ridiculous. Like, there's a deep culture and a deep history there. And to call it shitholes is just a fucking most ridiculous thing. And then to directly reference after saying that, after directly referencing that, like, speaking in the same word, those that are completely upheld and held to the highest standard of the German cause, the Norwegians, saying that why don't we get more of them in this country? Like, it's one thing if you just said shithole countries, but then to follow it up exactly with what is on the poster for the Nazis, like, as what they, like... So, anyhow, if you were unconvinced that Trump was a racist by... His housing shit that he did. If you were if you didn't think that he was a racist after the Central Park Five, if you didn't think he was racist after the comments that he's made, we went over all of his racist comments earlier.
Last show, yeah,
we did. So you are a fucking racist if you're defending him at this point, and that's the reason that I posted it, because now everybody that comes by my page can see the one racist person that I know, and can point out and say, oh.
He's not the one racist person that you know.
The one that was brave enough to say something.
Is brave enough to write on Facebook.
Fucking assholes, man. Seriously, though, if you're a friend of mine and you don't think he was a racist, please unfriend me. Get the fuck out of here.
All right. Kareem? Do you have a grievance?
I'm going to let you go because I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to talk about.
All right. Woke up cold one Tuesday. Here's my grievance. I'm feeling quite sick. I felt like there was something missing in my day. It starts with people. People not listening. You know, I know people don't listen. When I brought my car in to get the battery checked at the dealership because it was under warranty, and the guy working there felt the need to tell me, not one, not two, not three, but four times, that he was going to be putting the battery on the battery tester there. Because I told him, hey, I brought it to AutoZone this morning, they put it on the battery tester, it's no good. I don't expect him to take their word for it. I know he's going to put it on the battery tester. So the first time he tells me that, I go, yeah, of course. Second time he tells me, I go, yep, uh-huh. Third time he tells me, I go, yeah, cool. The fourth time he tells me, I didn't say anything. And I'm not mad at him, because I know that poor son of a bitch deals with at least 10 people every single day in the express service line that don't fucking listen. That would then come back with, yeah, but the guy at AutoZone said it was bad. What are you going to do that for? Why are you wasting all this time? Because on the fourth time he said, yeah, we got to put it on the battery tester for the warranty. No shit, Sherlock! But it's not him. It's the fucking assholes every single day that cycle through there and don't fucking listen to him. And they have an issue with this. And they're like, oh, why is the wait going to be so long? I didn't plan for this. Really? You didn't plan for it? You thought you'd just roll up to a dealership and they'd get you in and out in 20 minutes? Fuck off. A Jiffy Lube's going to cost you an hour and a half of your life. Get a friend, have them pick your ass up, and tell them, Noah, I'm dropping it off. Call me when the motherfucker's ready. By the way, it wasn't 3.5 hours. He called me like 90 minutes later when I was in Walnut Creek. Hey, the car's ready.
Oh, cool. I'll be by in 4 hours.
Oh, but he doesn't just tell me. He goes, car's all ready. Replace the warranty. Under warranty. So no charge. Like we said, no charge. I said, great. What time do you close? So he tells me. I said, if I don't make it back today, can I pick it up tomorrow? Oh, no. No service department on Sunday.
Yeah.
And the salespeople can't get back there. I said, all right. And he goes, hey, fun fact. He goes, your warranty expires next month, so you're lucky your battery died. I was on his side until that comment.
Yeah, fuck that dude. Fuck him, man. That's what your fucking warranty's for. Go fuck yourself, you son of a bitch.
Oh, I'm so lucky my battery died. And
get the fuck out of here, asshole. That's what your fucking warranty's for. Fucking you eat it, you son of a bitch. This is going to affect your fucking bottom line, right, you fucking asshole? What did this fucking affect for him? He's not losing anything out of his fucking paycheck for this, right? Get the fuck out of here. You didn't need to fucking say that. What a fucking piece of shit. Fuck this guy.
So that's my stupid people. Pay attention. Kareem.
Woke people.
Oh, again?
Well, because we didn't do airing that grievances.
Oh, that's
when
true.
We did that. But it's the only thing I can think of right now. So, woke people. If you are still judging people, or if you're not understanding that you were once that dumbass that you're attacking, then you're not woke. You're semi-conscious. You think you're woke. That's not what being woke is. Woke people are like born again, or people that just found Jesus. That's who they are. Yeah. They're
Or people who just quit smoking.
Or people who just quit smoking. They're the people that just became born again and want to tell you that everything's a sin that you're doing and that you're going to hell for everything that you're doing in your life. That's what woke people are. Those are those people. And the fact that you have to call yourself woke lets you know that you're not really woke. Because if you have to call yourself something, you're not that thing.
Right. Like if you have to tell people you have a great sense of humor.
Yes.
Or you have to tell people that you're a genius.
Or a people person. Yes. Or you're the least racist person
that you know.
Yeah. Yeah, if you start any conversation with, I'm the least racist person you know.
Yes. Why would you bring that up?
Why would you even fucking say that?
And I know I say some outlandish shit on up here, and I say some harsh stuff. But in dealing with me, you don't get that. Like, I don't treat people that way because I understand that therefore the grace of God go I.
Right.
Or that I was at that place sometime. And I can see, generally, when I'm talking to you as a individual person, I can see, oh, this is where this person is, and try to give that person some assistance. A lot of these quote-unquote woke folks, they just want to shit on people.
Yeah.
That's their whole shtick, is to shit on people. It's not to make people aware or to help people move past whatever sticking point they are. It's just to shit on people. So if you're a quote unquote woke and all you're doing is shitting on people, you're a shitty person. You're not woke. Cause being woke is understanding. Therefore, the grace of God go I. Or that was me. I remember when that was me. I got past it. This is how I got past it. Hey, I might be able to help you with that. So fuck you, woke people. you are walking around with your head up your ass. You just don't know it.
Yeah, it's a rough time to be woke. Yes. I mean,
your head's just a little bit out your ass, but it's still up your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just because your eyes aren't in the, your eyes aren't in your ass anymore, but your head is still in there. The rest of your head's still up there.
Well, the really funny thing is for people like that, a lot of the times it's more about condemnation of others than anything.
Yeah.
And that's no way to be.
No.
That's no way to be at all. So
it's like the lady at the podcast when before she realized that it was her ego. The TED Talk, before she realized it was her ego, it was just you trying to make your point.
Well, that's
you're trying to be right. That's what you're trying to do.
Right.
Right, and that's, you're never going to get anywhere. Like that's the thing, is like, why, if you're saying you're woke and that's what's going on, that's not really being woke, because you have to be able to have, especially if you're a white person, like one of the things you have to do is have a dialogue with those other white people that are racist, because the black people don't want to have that conversation anymore, because they've been having that conversation for the last 300 fucking years.
And woke people still aren't listening.
well, not really 300. For the first part of that 300 years, there was no
conversation. Yeah,
no, there was no conversation.
No, there was some. There was some. There were some people that were against it, and they tried doing stuff they could.
And then the overseer came and broke out the whip.
Yeah.
And the conversation stopped.
Yeah. There's certain people that were part of the founding of the, somebody like Ben Franklin. There's certain guys that were always against slavery and did not think that it was something that should be founded upon in this country. But they were the minority.
Yeah.
Right. But there weren't any black people going, hey, because they were the slaves. Hey, here's a fun story. New York is seeing an uptick in demand for tea. Why? Well, the frigid weather is one thing, but some are saying it's the Mariah Carey effect.
Ooh.
See, New Yorkers and visitors to the city, better known for its coffee culture, are scrambling to get warm with tea after Carey's New Year's Eve performance, in which she demanded a cup of hot tea when on stage, as she was promised. The Whitby Hotel has seen a spike in its tea sales for the hotel's $45 per person British-style afternoon tea service, with clotted cream and finger sandwiches washed down with pots of English breakfast tea.
Oh my gosh.
Did you say $45?
Yes, sir.
Holy
but
shit.
But that's with clotted cream and finger sandwiches.
Oh, Christiana and Thomasina and Rob would be in heaven.
Now, more than 1,000 guests turned out for tea in December, and demand shows no signs of slowing. The hotel has a partnership with the Downton Abbey exhibition a block away, and says the brutal cold has also fueled the demand for tea. The Peninsula Hotel is also being inundated with tea drinkers, along with the Pierre, the Plaza, and the Taj Hotel. The Palm Court at the Plaza is renowned for its afternoon high tea, saying, "We're not sure if we have Mariah to thank for that, but we've loved working with her in the past and look forward to welcoming her back for a cup of tea soon."
Oh, you did say Downton Abbey, so mm-hmm. Yeah. So some pretentious British, or wannabe pretending British asses.
Now, the Taj has just launched the Tiffin Tea with homemade sweets and spiced chai tea. Bookings have been strong. The Tea Council of the USA confirmed the uptick in tea drinking and says Carrie's request for hot tea shows even celebrities love to drink tea.
Get the fuck out of here.
The world's second most popular beverage after water. See, this month is National Hot Tea Month, and National Hot Tea Day was last Friday. More than 158 million Americans drink tea each day, with sales, including supermarket purchases and at cafes, rocketing from $1.8 billion in 1990 to $12 billion in 2016, which is the most recent data.
Get the fuck out of here with the fucking, with the world's second most popular beverage after water. Tea is fucking water. Get the fuck out of here. And all tea... You know why tea is the second most popular beverage after water? Because it's anything that you put in hot water. Anything that has hot water that you put into hot water would be considered fucking tea, unless it was coffee grounds.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I'm not British or anything, but...
If you put chamomile in hot water, that is now chamomile tea.
Mm-hmm.
There's no tea leaves in it, but it's still tea. You know, get the fuck out of here. It's the most ridiculous. It's the most ridiculous. Of course it's the world's second most popular beverage. Of course. Get the fuck out of here with this.
What, do I need to go back to the grievances?
I just don't think. Come on. There's an uptick in, this is like Big T. Fucking Big T trying to fucking, Lipton's trying to fucking sell like some more fucking tea. Jesus Christ.
I told you it was pretentious people. That's what it is. It's New York Upper East Side.
Yeah, fuck
by
that.
By the way, the reason Mariah Carey wanted hot tea is hot tea helps warm your vocal cords, and she's a fucking singer.
Yeah, hot tea with lemon and honey. That's the classic.
If I'm doing voiceover work, which, by the way, if you need any voice work done, just reach out. If I'm doing voiceover work, I have a cup of hot tea because it helps keep my throat clear, and it warms my vocal cords so I can do the best job. It has nothing to do with, love me some tea. I mean, I like tea, but that's not why Mariah Carey wanted tea. Mariah Carey wanted tea because it was fucking cold, and she's a singer.
So, in 2000, so what's 18 years ago,
yes,
when
sir.
I was doing plays in Joshua Tree,
mm-hmm.
There was a director of Anything Goes, Kathy Ferguson. She, if you came to rehearsals and you did not have water or tea, or coffee, she's okay with coffee also, but if you came with something other than those three things to rehearsals, you were not allowed to have that drink, and you had to drink water.
All right.
Because vocal work, I mean, it's a musical. So mm-hmm. she did not want any of the actors or actresses
right.
drinking anything other than tea, coffee, or water.
That's totally fair. All right. Let's move on.
Florida, land of enchantment. And crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
A 26-year-old man was arrested after a report that he removed a full rack of ribs from his waistband. The man accused December 15th of pulling pilfered meat from his pants was identified by Martin.
Can you say that line again, like maybe twice in a row?
The man accused December 15th of pulling pilfered meat from his pants was identified by Martin County Sheriff's deputies. The man accused December 15th of pulling pilfered meat from his pants was identified by Martin County Sheriff's deputies is Maley Aguilar Alvarez of Indiantown. A sheriff's sergeant reported seeing Aguilar Alvarez, that's the easy part of his name, exit the Rhines Market IGA at about 6:15 p.m. before plucking the ribs, which are typically high in fat and great in taste, from his trousers. By the way, that is exactly how the story is written.
Plucking it from his trousers.
No. The whole part about it being high in fat and great in taste.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's right there. You can't really.
Yeah,
miss
oh my
it.
God. You can't make this shit up.
No, I mean you could, but it's Florida. You don't need to. That's really the whole thing. It's all part of it.
And there's a jockey underwear ad on the page.
That's true. It's unclear whether the ribs were beef or pork. A further search yielded 2 packs of hamburger buns, 9 pieces of fried chicken, and some mashed potatoes, all of which investigators say he procured using the 5-finger discount.
Okay, you guys are going a little far with the pulling and the meats and the fingers. We get it.
He's not accused of kipping a cornucopia of comestibles, but plenty for a picnic.
Jesus, who's writing this?
TCPalm.com. There were no reports of condiments, such as barbecue sauce or ketchup, or beverages, such as soda or water, being stolen. Investigators reported that he smelled of booze and was intoxicated. He was arrested on a retail theft charge in connection with the theft worth $32.49.
I want to know how big the fucking pants he had on.
Right? And where did he keep the mashed potatoes?
Well, probably on his balls.
As one does.
Say the song. If I knew it was going to be that type of body, I would have put my dick in the mashed potatoes.
All right, speaking of Florida men saying ridiculous things, Jacksonville Jaguars and Jalen Ramsey are ready for their date with the New England Patriots in the AFC Championship game. They are so excited after beating the Pittsburgh Steelers 45-43 that they are pretty much guaranteeing a win against the Patriots. Well, then let me turn that off so that we can actually hear what he says. I turn off Flo Rida because this is important. You need to hear what Florida Man is saying. There's a warning for language.
I ain't got too much to say, but y'all make sure y'all bring that same energy out here next week and the week after. We going to the Super Bowl and we going to win that bitch. We going to win that bitch. Duval!
Oh, Florida. Don't you know you used up your magic?
Actually, I don't think they did.
Well, maybe they didn't, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That's why they play the game.
Yes.
That's why they play the game. But
well, they do exactly really what it takes to beat New England. They run the ball well and they play good defense. It just depends on which Blake Bortles shows up. If the Blake Bortles that showed up against Pittsburgh shows up, they have a chance to beat New England.
Yeah, if New England shoots themselves in the foot. Jacksonville's got a good defense.
Yeah, so, see, one of the, because the interception was a good play on their defense. Ben shot himself in the foot on the other one. But, yeah, no, Jacksonville has good enough defense to do what they need to do. And they'll make Tom Brady move off the spot. That's the thing.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting. I just thought that was a fun Florida man thing to say.
Oh, that was definitely a Florida, because he's from Florida.
We're gonna win this bitch.
That's it.
We're gonna win this bitch. All right, so I have you know what? Here's the thing. I didn't fully read the speak outs. Turns out they reprinted them on consecutive days. Those sons of bitches at the Press Republican.
Oh, you Press Republican, damn you.
Press Republican absolutely hosed it big time. But I am fully prepared, as I always am, for audibling in small town news.
Bustle for small town news.
That's right. Marilyn Haggerty, now my go-to. She's a busy lady writing for the Grand Forks Herald up in North Dakota. Kareem, I expect you to visit. By the way, there's a wind chill warning right now in Grand Forks. Headline, Inn at Maple Crossing is up for sale.
Ooh, I could buy it.
Dear Jim and Nancy Thomason, I was afraid it was coming, and now with sadness I see you have the Inn at Maple Crossing up for sale. You say this is bittersweet. For years it's been my custom to travel over to Erskine and then down to your inn for lunch. You know I would come there with Ann Potter and Jan Olsen and Mariho Scheid, who moved on to heaven last year.
Well,
I love that phrasing, moved on to heaven. You would welcome us and we would browse around your elegant gift shop. Jim would be waiting with an excellent lunch fare in the gracious dining room. I remember when you two refurbished the inn at Maple Crossing. You sold the bed and breakfast you'd been operating in Virginia. Jim had taught some classes at Georgetown. The Inn at Maple Crossing is a 19th century country-style inn. It has 16 rooms, all with baths. I always liked your library sitting room and the porch that looks out over Maple Lake. And I know that Nancy was a member of the Maves family in Crookston. The Maves have a summertime cottage on Maple Lake. It was near the inn that you've been operating. Now, history tells us the inn began as the original log cabin moved to the site in the 1880s by John Bune, a Norwegian immigrant. See, that's why Donald Trump wants more immigrants from Norway. Just saying. Because they're the ones that do the good things.
The hotel.
From 1890 and on, additional rooms were added, and by 1903, it was a 35-room hotel available for summer rentals. In those days, some people would rent for an entire season. That was before my time here in the Northland, but I was acquainted to the elegant Sunday dinners with the chicken and lemon meringue pie by the late Virginia Satrom. She invited me to go with her. The Bune sisters, Dora and Clarice, wouldn't serve anyone they didn't know. Well, they're long gone. The memories linger on. You two rebuilt and enlarged the gracious Lakeside Hotel. You served as warm, caring hosts since 1996. And now you're retiring and moving into Crookston. That's where you grew up. Nancy is a daughter of the late Russell and Eleanor Maves. Your dad ran Maves Optical. And in the 1970s, he operated the former Upper Deck restaurant in Crookston. By the way, if you're unaware, an upper decker is when you poop in the toilet tank.
Yep.
It was a fabulous upstairs restaurant. Oh, the memories. I hope someone will carry on the Inn at Maple Crossing with the same high standards. Settle down, Jason. Kareem, this is your opportunity. I know times change. Your excellent old-fashioned friendliness will always be remembered with high regard. Your friend, Marilyn. P.S., among the many things your patrons will miss is your traditional Valentine's dinner. It was served in 7 courses with poetry readings and music in between.
Shoot me in the fucking head right now.
Wow.
Poetry readings and music in between? Like, who's, like, is this a poet laureate? Like, it better be, like, somebody, like, really great reading that poetry, because, like, that can be bad. And, like, is it self-written poetry? Is it selected works? Like, man, that's... But I will say, I like how Marilyn gave a nice recounting of the history of Nancy. Like, to telling Nancy where she came from. Mm-hmm.
Norwegian.
I believe I mispronounced it. It's spelled M-A-R-I-J-O. I think that's Mary Jo.
Mary Jo
Scheid, who's moved on to heaven last year.
Yeah. It's Mary Jo.
By the way, Jason, we do have that poet reading the poetry from Valentine's Day. Here he is.
Oh, it's so romantic.
Right? That's amazing.
She better have my money when I come to collect.
True. So there you go. A great opportunity to run your own business in North Dakota.
Hey, there you go. You can run it in the off season.
Sure.
You can do stand-up getaways, like yes. Conferences.
Yes.
I'm curious right now. Let me Google the Inn at Maple Crossing. Oh, it's from... it's got 4.5 stars on with the Google reviews. So
that's not bad.
No, that's really great, actually. That's really fantastic.
Bitch. I should just let it go.
You should have. Here's from the website. Oh, that's a nice website. Holy hell! I got to show this. You guys have to see this website. Stop that one. And I have to put this one up so you guys can see it on the big screen. This is a website. All right, get ready. It was a traditional country bed and breakfast inn.
Wow.
For a romantic getaway. By the way, this website was dated from 2006, just for the record.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. From swimming and canoeing on picturesque Maple Lake to croquet on our tree-trimmed front lawn to winter ice skating and cross-country skiing, the inn plays to the joy of each season in turn. On our many public spaces, we encourage conversation, reading, and peaceful contemplation. Memories of colonial taverns are evoked by nightly games in our homestead room or the guest library.
That sounds almost as bad as poetry and music on Valentine's Day.
You know what this is? This is Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah.
It really is.
Wow.
But, hey, that's what Small Town News is all about.
It's all about.
Absolutely all about. All righty. So, everybody, have a great weekend. If you're in the Sacramento area, check out Jason Saturday night at the Sacramento Comedy Spot at 9 o'clock in the Anti-Cooperation League show, if you'd like.
Oh, thanks.
Kareem, anything coming up for you?
Nothing coming up right now. I'm about to get back into comedy here, so.
Hang out at Studio Movie Grill and wait for Kareem to come in and use those gift cards.
Yes.
Or if you want to get out and see support some local wrestling, professional wrestling,
SPW
at on McMahon Drive, the SPW Arena, $10 on Sunday at 5 o'clock. So all those things going on, get out and do something nice for yourself and appreciate your life.
Yeah, just do it,
or we'll come and take it from you. Wait, no, we won't.
Or will we?
I did not just threaten murder on the podcast.
We will homestead your life.
We'll come see what shithole you're living in.
That's right. You know what we'll do? We'll pump this into your house 24/7.
Oh, dear God.
You might leave your house voluntarily after that.
I tell you, if the market across the street from Jason's house, they start blasting that, he'll ungentrify the neighborhood in a minute. Honey, we're leaving. Oh, we're going to be renters again.
Oh, God.
We're moving to Stockton.
Wow.
Rancho Cordova's sounding good these days.
Maybe Norway.
I don't know. There's a lot of people who look like Aaron Carter in Norway. All right, that'll do it for us. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you next week. Bye.